what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming.
Sports fans, this week on Teton Sports Talk, the podcast, we have Super Bowl champion Morgan Cox back on the phone lines to describe to us a little bit about the Super Bowl and some things that you may not know as the casual fan. After that, we have two other guests, Eric Marco and Rainer Kinney. Rainer Kinney is actually a Nordic coach, so he is going to give us a little insight on the Winter Olympics. And most importantly, I want to give a shout out to an avid listener, Jay Coleman. He got deployed, but he wanted to let us know, make sure that we knew he's bringing his KHOL hat, just like he did his last appointment. So good luck, Charm, there.
Thanks for your service.
And, yeah, thanks for letting people like Graham Traynor and myself have ridiculous podcasts like this is. We appreciate that.
I meant thanks for your services and listening to us.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Also, thanks for listening to us.
Hey, you want to hear a good joke? Nobody speak. Nobody get choked.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and we have a big week. Last week was not so big. I was on the road.
Hey, man. I was by myself. I did the best I could.
You did about 30 seconds worth of good.
Yeah, it was comedy routine. I brought a bop it in studio and just played with it until I lost and then I left.
That was riveting yeah. Radio you had. We have Super Bowl champion Morgan Cox on the line right now to take us through the very special week that is Super Bowl week. How you doing, Morgan?
I'm doing great, guys. Great to be on again.
We really appreciate it. I'm so glad I texted you on date night because there's no other night that you can get an A-list celebrity to say yes to your interviews as much as date night when he's got a little wine in him.
Yeah,
that's exactly right, man. Yeah.
Is it weird that when I was texting you, I took my ring off, my wedding ring, and told my wife to watch Bravo while I went in the other room and you and I chatted?
It's a little weird.
We don't have kids yet, though.
I would agree. That is a
We're
little
still
weird.
Experimenting.
He told me that off air, and I kind of gave him the sideways look of like, maybe you shouldn't mention that on air.
Yeah.
But here we are now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're beyond that.
The room is still well lit in here.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we're doing this on Wednesday. We got 2 days to edit, so you know, I think I'm going to let that one fly, though.
I think it was good.
It's honesty. And I'm going to call this segment Snap Judgments with Morgan Cox.
Snap judgments. We have people to judge. Later in the segment, we have people to judge.
Lots of people.
Ooh, I'm actually excellent at that.
Good.
As a mountain
Mostly
host,
X Game skiers.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be great.
Massey was sporting a flat bill, by the way, off air.
I'm kind of embracing the Western culture.
Yeah.
The bro Western culture a little bit.
There you go.
Fair enough.
So you're not in Baltimore anymore. Are you in Memphis right now?
I'm not. I am in Memphis. Yeah, I spend my time in Memphis in the off season. So any thieves or robbers, you can swing by the house in Baltimore and take what you want. So.
Ooh. What? Hold on. Let me. I got a couple people to text. Graham, can you take it from here?
Yeah. I watched The Wire. I know how it goes.
Yeah. Don't use the payphones.
God, he sounds like LeBron. Houses here. Houses there.
I feel safe announcing that in Wyoming. So. Yeah, you know.
Fair enough.
You know, not that you can't tell when I'm gone, you know, 10 weeks out of the year, you know, watching me on TV, you know, obviously.
Too, and not that Massey's parents are our only listeners, but yeah, continue.
I wasn't going to mention that, you know, I was going to blame, you know.
Appreciate it.
Sidestep that.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
People. But so I had a... So I'm going to get married this summer, and I had a married life question because a couple of our guests have gotten on and talked a lot of how much other sorts of TV they watch. Like, I found myself...
And you don't listen to me ever?
No.
Marriage?
No, right, no, right, never.
6 months.
So I'm getting a third source here.
Cool.
How much, let's call it E! Network, Bachelor, Bachelorette...
Bravo,
do you watch as a married man?
The only one that, of that list that I watch safe place. Okay. It was The Bachelor. And I don't particularly watch it so much as I make fun of it. And I'm doing my best to really make it a terrible experience for my wife so that she'll just kind of send me out of the room. And, you know, then I won't have to watch it. But I don't know. For the time being, I do more just, you know, face palm, whatever you call that.
Just hands to the face. Well,
yeah.
Disbelief.
Yeah. And
hate it. Hate that people like that exist, or, you know, that it just, we put it on TV as well. So.
I know. But just like LeVar Ball.
The Beccas with the K's and all the crystals in the world, they have to get famous somehow.
Yeah.
True. And I don't know if
you just say his wife's name? Be careful, Massey.
If you really do you really know the cast of this season well enough to drop a name on the radio right now?
I think Massey.
I just watched it last night.
He is blushing right now.
I watched it last night.
He is fully red.
That's
Crystal. Crystal is the villain of the show, as I understand it at the moment.
Yeah.
God, I watch so much Bravo. I don't watch Bachelor.
Gotta get on it.
I feel like an outsider right now.
Well, the Bachelor thing kind of has a background too. The Ravens did a like a little segment on how much Dennis Pitta loves the Bachelor Bachelorette series, and so they filmed us at Dennis's house watching the show and did like did the confessionals and stuff like that. And I was I was over there and, you know, acted like I, you know, wanted to, or was over there to watch the game. It was like a NBA game or something like that last off season. And I think I sold it. I don't know.
You think you did well? Did you get in the confessional booth?
Isn't that the one where you do like the one-on-one interview?
Yeah. Did you get in there and spill
your heart out? Just do like the camera when you're drunk and then you talk to it?
Right.
Are we talking about Jersey Shore? No,
I had like the little subtitle where, you know, like thought he was watching basketball or something like that. Morgan Cox thought he was watching basketball.
Man, walks into other man's living room.
Well, you were saying you want to make it a difficult experience for your wife. If you ever want to text a 33-year-old volunteer radio host distractingly, it always pisses the wife off. I'm here. I'm here for you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Terrell Suggs would do well with like a more risque VH1 type Bachelor show.
Yeah, probably.
Is he married? He wasn't on Ballers.
I'm not sure.
Tell you that much.
I'm not sure that you're not watching his life if you're watching Ballers.
Right. Yeah.
Just rewritten, you know, with, I don't know. But
yeah.
Not that I know anything inside that, but just the way I know Sizz, it wouldn't put it past him to, you know, part of some of those stories be written from his actual life. So
confirm or deny.
Screenwriter Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
He wrote Jumanji. Did you see Jumanji? Brilliant.
I haven't seen Jumanji. You say Jumanji?
Jumanji.
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 Jumanji?
Jumanji?
This is the guy who's, say Morgan's coach's last name.
John.
Coach.
John.
No, last name.
John Harbaugh.
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 It's so fun. He can't
now
say
it's
certain
too
things.
Much. Now it's like
it's adorable.
Certain words have like the peanut butter on the roof of your mouth effect for me.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm in talk radio.
Cool whip.
Cool
whip.
Cool whip.
All right, that's
wheat thins.
We've
Why
gone.
Are you saying it like that? Say whip. Whip.
Yeah, say whip.
Hey, cool. Cool.
Whip.
Cool whip.
All right. Super Bowl or date night questions? Let's stay on date night. We'll get into actual sports maybe later in the sports podcast.
Fine cuisine or brew pub the other night, Morgan, for date night?
Ooh.
I think it was fine cuisine. It was a nice little restaurant, but there's a bar in the middle of the restaurant. So
oh, I like that.
The restaurant's pretty cool. It has I Love Lucy episodes playing on repeat, like on like a big on a big screen, so you can sit there and instead of being distracted by games and sports, you're distracted by you know, I Love Lucy episodes.
Yeah, like the one where she can't handle the conveyor belt with the candy.
Exactly.
God,
exactly.
I have every VH1.
Oh my God.
Sorry, VH1 again. VHS ever. Yeah. My family would have all the VHS of I Love Lucy. We'd get them sending. This is like a 90s thing. We get them sending every Sunday.
I mean, you can't hate on that show.
No, it's
at
great
all.
Show. So good. Such
that
a good
was,
comedian.
Yeah. That was Nick at Night for me. Now Nick at Night is like that 70s show.
Yes, stuff. That's what I watched as well.
I know, Nick at Night. Yeah, Nick at Night is now changed. Whatever's canceled like a week ago, like Kevin Can Wait or something.
Oh, so how do you define cuisine? How do you define fine cuisine?
French,
yeah, okay. I was just thinking like as you were describing the restaurant, I was like, oh man, what is fine cuisine? And I figured it out. It's when they bring you bread before the meal without asking.
Oh, okay. No, we were not in fine cuisine.
I didn't mean to.
They bring out just fries. They drop the French because you're already at a French restaurant.
Well, that's right. What was our appetizer? We had like salsa and cheese dip. So,
ooh.
I would say that was.
Was it a Mexican
but it
restaurant?
It was a nicer. I mean, it was a nice cheese dip. I don't know.
That
good.
Counts. That counts. It's just the Mexican version. Of
Was this a fine Mexican cuisine place?
Yeah, sort of.
Ooh,
yeah,
like
they're like those fancy tacos that you have. They're like tiny, and you can eat them in one bite, but they cost $17 per taco.
Oh, we have a place like that. I won't say the name on the air because we're local, locally loved.
Yeah, those local tacos.
Yeah, Massey knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You gotta steer clear of those little bitty tacos.
Authentic Mexican tacos in the mountains of Wyoming, huh?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
I've had a couple pictures there, right there on the strip or whatever in Jackson.
I like the strip. Call the strip.
Square.
Oh, yeah. We can call it whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, you said you're coming back up in February?
Yes. I'll be up
Boy Ski
in
Day?
February to see the old bro.
Does your contract allow you to ski with two repaired ACLs?
Oh, gosh.
Massey.
No.
So,
I will not be skiing.
What a wet blanket question.
I was just saying, if you wanted to, like, you know, maybe hit the kiddie terrain park or something.
It's a valid question, but there's nothing in my contract necessarily that says that. It's just like kind of like a personal motto is like, you know, don't get hurt and lose your job.
Yeah.
So,
see, John Harbaugh's is not really that mean.
What if we got all macho with you, though, and we called you like a wimp or something? We're like, yo, wimp.
Yo, hug this, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Watch me.
Wear your helmet. Bring your helmet.
Watch me do this sick spread eagle.
You know what I do want to go do, though, is do some brapping. And I'm using that term as best I can.
Oh, that's you said it very well.
Yeah.
It was perfectly done.
I didn't even realize you were attempting to talk slang without knowing what the slang was. It was so beautifully done. It was just normal conversation out here.
Well,
hillbilly slang.
Yeah, that is fun. You feel like you're I mean, maybe for you it's a smaller bear, but I was wrestling a bear when I went snowmobiling the last time. You just have to be in the mindset that you're wrestling this big machine and it goes wherever you don't want it to go all day long.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Last time I did it, they said, okay, if you think you're going to go right, then you're going to go left.
Yeah.
Or turn it left. Yeah. Whatever to get out of, to do the little, I can't remember what you call it, the term.
Triple corkscrew?
I call it the pull and pray.
the double backflip, I think, is what they were teaching me.
Yeah.
1080 Aztec grab, double corkscrew.
That's day one afternoon,
though.
We're
doing so much throwback right now.
Was that
great.
A Tony Hawk pro skater term?
No, I was from 1080 snowboarding on N64.
Yeah. Oh, very
nice. Oh, my God.
I'm taking my ring
Thank
off
you.
Again.
I hope I'm getting
took my ring off
in the studio right now.
I just took my ring off.
All right. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was – I covered the X Games the other day because I'm in sports media, so that was some lingo. From the matchups on the hill and
speaking of sports, maybe we'll talk some.
Sure. Super Bowl questions.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl. Oh, I'm sorry.
He said why not?
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, I was,
that's also
why not? Let's do it.
Name of the ski run he's gonna go down soon.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not? There you go.
That? Well,
that was a local term for those locals listening. Anyway, Super Bowl. I just want to know kind of the ins and outs of Super Bowl week, because is it the only game that you're living in a hotel for a week, like you're completely off your regular pattern?
It was It was weird. I mean, now it's like really 2 weeks because you have that weekly, you have a week of practice, you know, before they have the Pro Bowl. And then you go to location, and you stay in like a, in like a hotel for a week. And for us, we practiced at, I think it was Tulane. And we basically, didn't like the turf there. And so we switched over, and fortunately, you know, for us, we were playing, John's brother, Jim, and they graciously allowed us to practice on the New Orleans Saints fields. 'Cause since they were the home team, they got the Saints, facility for the week. And so we got to practice with them, or not with them, but, on the fields, and, you know, got to save our knees a little bit. But yes, it was entirely a week of just completely being thrown off your schedule. Not to mention, I mean, all the way down to halftime was like 25 minutes long. Beyonce just crushed it, and then turned all the used all the electricity in New Orleans, apparently, and then they turned the lights off. So, I mean, all the way through the game.
Yeah.
I mean, routines are completely thrown off. But yeah. Yeah.
And then of iconic American images, there's, you know, there's Kennedy, there's what else is there,
Abraham Lincoln,
and then there's Morgan Cox playing catch with Ray Lewis on the sideline.
Oh, that's right,
at Super Bowl 47.
I saw that was getting the nod to get chiseled in to the Mount Rushmore.
yeah Somebody actually sent me a video of that from the stands. It was like, it was that moment, and I just got it in a text message the other day. It said, I just got just found this video of y'all on the field, and looked at it, and sure enough, it was video of the moment that I tell everybody about, and pretty cool.
Oh, damn. Do you have a, is it a picture or just a video?
I think it's in bronze.
It's a video.
Oh. I would say we could, we always need help with our social media, Instagram, if we could use that.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any copyright, anything. I'll text it over or email it, whatever way you guys want.
Cool. And I'll send it. Yeah, I will only send you like maybe 12 texts back, and then we'll just go from there.
Okay.
Oh God. So when you're there at Super Bowl week, is there like that guy on the team that's always messing around? You're like trying to refocus your brain, and there's someone pulling the fire alarm or the equivalent.
It's gotta be Sizzle.
Yeah, it's gotta be someone just messing
around.
Honestly,
like for Super Bowl, maybe for the Pro Bowl, yes, but for the Super Bowl, no. Everybody's pretty locked in.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Oh, very, because they know that the game can change their lives. Or at least that's what was told to us.
Yeah.
Like, take this, like, this is the ultimate moment that you've been building up to, and you may never see again. So a lot of guys are really serious about it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be happy to be – I've dressed up as a Joker – 3 times in my life. I would run around with Joker makeup on at 5'9" and just say, "Why so serious?" And just ask people why it's so serious and see what Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis did to my face.
Oh,
they would probably cave in.
I think the law of physics would just, your face would be concave.
Yeah. I was going to ask you during Super Bowl week, what was the toughest question you got? Was it something about you and Justin Tucker and tension between the two of you? Because how do you share those points for every field goal? Should you get assists for those field goals?
That's an excellent point.
Ooh, thank you.
I do think it should be an assist type thing, especially like, you know, hockey. I got this question in HQ trivia wrong the other day. I didn't know this, but
the double assist
hockey,
question?
The double assist question.
I screwed that one up too. I did soccer.
Oh,
did you do
so
soccer?
Better. And I chose
too.
Soccer. I didn't know. I kind of freaked out the last second.
Okay, hold
on. Anyway,
it's a safe place on air as a sports media figure in America. I'm saying on air that I forgot that the hockey players, you can get two there's two assists involved in each goal.
The person that passed it to the person that scored, and then the person that passed it to the person that passed it to the person that scored. Like a double back.
Yeah. I screwed that up. It's so funny. God, we were on. That was a moment we had together.
Y'all sports cycling.
We looked at the moon. I said, I think Morgan got that wrong too.
Sports cycling. It's a thing. Trainer and I sports cycle together quite a bit.
Yeah.
So there's a double assist in hockey. If they take the passer of the pass, you're certainly the assist. You're just the.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I throw it to Sam. Obviously, Sam's got to hold it. So I mean, I feel like that should be a thing. And then snappers would finally have a statistic.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any at this point. Never tackles. And so I still never have any stats. So.
That's BS. That's why your Madden score was so bad. And we discussed that.
I mean, among other reasons, but yes, you're right. Yeah.
I think it's, yeah. I think there's a little bit of anti ginger involved in that score.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Sam. Let's shout out to Sam because we never mentioned Sam, the middle guy. Monkey
Sam
in the middle.
Sam is the holder.
The holder. Backup quarterback?
Also punter. Also backup. Yeah.
Wait, so backup
he's,
what?
He's kind of emergency quarterback since he's the punter?
Yeah, he's – well, no, I mean, he actually has probably the second or third best arm on the team.
Oh.
Just look at his stats this year.
Yeah.
He actually had, like, a couple completed passes and he was, like – at one point in the season, he had, yards per play. Completion percentage or whatever it was. Sam is our holder, punter, slash backup quarterback, and just does a great job.
Yeah, we just never talk about Sam. I feel bad. I know
he's
a big listener.
I should talk about Sam more. Yeah, because he's probably the reason I'm still in the NFL right now. Because early on in my career, I was struggling. He took me under his wing and helped me out. And
yeah.
Here we are.
If it were for Sam, we would just be interviewing another guy, and I wouldn't be so nervous right now, you know?
Yeah.
So you have to do a lot with the media. Like, as a team, there's a lot more media presence at the Super Bowl. Do you listen? Do you, like, is there just, like, a constant – I know people talk about, like, the metaphorical noise around you, but isn't there just, like, just so much hype around you at all times? Does it get disorienting?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot going on. Now, for me, I really didn't have a problem with it because, I had a couple extra interviews on Tuesday, the media day Tuesday, but, I mean, I didn't really have that much extra. But, I mean, you know, you have, like, guys like Joe and Ray Lewis and those people. Like, Ray was playing his final game, and he had that story come out about the deer antler spray. So, obviously, he had to deal with that.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
deer
remember that.
Spray. Yeah, Chris Davis. So, Chris Davis, one of my favorite ex-Texas Rangers, current Baltimore Orioles, deer antler spray. I remember deer antler spray yeah. gate is – it's rampant. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rampant.
Sorry, continue.
Apparently. Yeah. So, anyway, but, yeah, guys that have to deal with, you know, stuff like that, but at the same time, you know, it provides a platform where you can kind of, you know, kind of get your personality out there for some guys and, you know, things that are important to you. You're able to, you know, kind of put them out there. But there are a lot of, like, foreign press, a lot of, you know, people asking, like, strange questions that they don't really know English that well, much less like football, and how to ask.
Interesting.
But it was cool.
Yeah. I was going to say, kind of play off Massey's question. Do you think Bourbon Street is more distracting or the Mall of America this year in Minnesota?
Good question.
Ooh.
Dippin' Dots.
I would say, well, we had like literally 20 yards from our hotel. There was a casino.
Oh,
so I'm going to go with the casino that we had. I think it was Harris.
Did you bet on the Ravens?
yeah. Great answer to that question.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Gotcha. Where are we on?
You know, yeah. You know, it's like the Rick Neuheisel thing with the March Madness bracket.
Oh, wow.
I'm sniffing around, guys.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway, yeah, I think I've never been to Minneapolis, so other than playing there this year. So I'd be interested. I don't know anything about the Mall of America.
Dude, double purple matchup, that needs to happen next year. Y'all playing at
–
NFL schedule out yet?
No, not till May, I think.
Not till May, after the draft.
We know our opponents.
Oh, yeah, what NFC – is it NFC North?
I don't – no, we just played the NFC North, which is – was it Green Bay, Chicago?
Yeah.
We just played them.
Oh, so did y'all host the Vikings at home this year?
No. So we played at Vikings last year, and so we won't play the NFC North again until what was this year? 2020. We'll play them in 2021.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, yeah, there's a rotation.
Nice. Oh, sorry. I was gonna ask you, where did you go? I mean, I know the Disney World, Disneyland thing. Where did you go after the Super Bowl? You were married by then, right?
Yes, it was. No, I think I came. I think we came straight home, and we had like a party at home. It wasn't anything exciting, like going, you know, making the media rounds in Disneyland, Disney World, all that stuff. But you know, it was exciting for me. But we had a bunch of like post Super Bowl win parties, which is a thing, I guess.
Oh, definitely.
Still fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Yeah, and then later on in June, when I got my ring, I came home and we had another bunch of parties to, you know, kind of let everybody see the ring.
Ring party with the gin bucket. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I won a local bowling tournament, went to Wendy's. So we're all humble here. We're all good people. Yeah.
I've seen end of the year softball parties out here in Jackson that might rival a Super Bowl party.
I've never won one of those titles, Massey. Ooh. That's kind of harsh. Bring that up. You know, I haven't won one of those.
Smokestacks have won two.
Your brother-in-law has won two. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you just.
Thanks for bringing that up in front of my idol.
Have you been to Cuddy's with the trophy?
He's not going to text me anymore.
All right. Morgan, I don't have much else for you. I have some stories.
I had a great time.
That was all I got.
I will say I will say one of the toughest things about the Super Bowl is one, deciding who to bring and like how to get everybody there and house them while they're there, because it is a very expensive endeavor, and if you don't win the Super Bowl, most people are not making money playing in the Super Bowl.
when your little brother gets charged with escaping a security guard, what were you talking about off the air? Yeah. You got to pay that fine.
Right.
That's a fine right there.
So, I can just imagine your brother running by and being like, ooh, that's going to be expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, so after the game, when we won, they had like a little family holding area, and
yeah,
I guess somehow Wright's pass got ripped off or something, and the security guard didn't want him to come on the field because he didn't have his pass. Obviously, they're pretty strict about security.
Yeah.
And he
makes
was
sense.
Like, no way, my brother just won the Super Bowl. And he goes, you're going to have to catch me. And then so he took off running and he found me. And I saw him not knowing that he's running from, you know, the police basically. And he like jumps in my arms. And I think he's just like super jacked to see me. And afterwards, I hear that he was pointing at me going, see, this is my brother. This is my brother. And then the security guard just like took off. So
that's hilarious. He's like, he jumps on you like a baby monkey. And he's like, protect me from the security guard, brother. NFL brother. That's so funny. I bet his pass got torn off during the blackout, maybe. Somebody just like, whoosh, real quick.
Yeah.
Grab that VIP pass.
Somebody else was down on the field that didn't belong there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you have – all right, last two questions. Super Bowl – do you have a Super Bowl party? Are you as depressed as I am about watching this game? And do you have a prediction on the score?
Yes.
We're having some people over for the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a prediction other than probably – I think it's going to be the Patriots, not necessarily who I'm rooting for.
Right.
Tough to root for anybody, either one of those teams. But as of right now, I think the Patriots are gonna take it again, as difficult as that is to say.
Yeah.
Just simply because Nick Foles, backup quarterback, even though it is hard to, you know, scout a backup quarterback, you know, I still think he's just not quite the caliber, I guess, so to speak, that can beat Bill Belichick. So unless their defense does something great, which it can, I think it's going to be the Patriots.
Yeah, I totally agree. And Nick Foles just texted me, by the way, wondering when our show's on this week, so he'll be listening.
Yeah.
JK, LOL. I totally agree. The only thing I was thinking about, I call the Patriots the Alabama of the North, and I call the Alabama the Patriots of the South, and Massey's an Alabama fan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that, that game, that 2014 national title, no, sorry, national semifinal game, Cardale Jones coming in and beating Alabama, the third-string quarterback. What if that happens to the Patriots?
Or what if it's like they put in the backup quarterback midway through the national championship game And Bobby Boucher comes back and wins the Burger Bowl.
Right. Morgan and I are talking, Massey. Morgan and I are talking now.
Let's go.
Yeah. Leave us alone.
Oh, gosh.
All right, last question. Last question. This is for real the last question.
Last.
Yeah.
What sort of NFL player shows up to the Super Bowl who's not playing in it? Does that make any sense? Like, right now I'm hearing a bunch of interviews from players who aren't in the Super Bowl, but they're in Minneapolis. Who does that?
Ex-MVPs?
Actually, a lot of guys. I understand your question. So a lot of guys go to be like the Super Bowl site because there are a lot of parties. Mm-hmm. A lot of celebrities show up for the Super Bowl. There's actually a lot of opportunities for appearances, as we call them, like where guys can make a couple bucks and just kind of show up for some clients, or a lot of big companies put on events where they'll hire former Super Bowl players or current NFL players and kind of show up and, mingle with their clients and stuff like that. So there's actually a lot of opportunities out there during the Super Bowl week. I don't know of a whole lot of guys that are on NFL teams that go to the games themselves. But I could be wrong. I just don't know. I don't know a lot of them personally.
Yeah, it'd be weird to have, the camera pan to, Eli Manning in the stands. That'd be weird.
Crying.
Right.
Just with his mouth open, his flies going in and out of his mouth without him actually noticing.
What about Cooper? What about Cooper, Massey?
Cooper's a self-made. They're all kind of self-made.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they had super sperm. They have Archie's super, sperm.
We're going to say sperm with Morgan on the phone.
I'm sorry. It came out. It's late in the interview.
Well Morgan, if you say there's celebrities going and you're not going, then there's really no celebrities going. So that's all. I'll put it that way. Yeah, drop the mic.
Well, I'm on with you guys. That was my priority for this week. So
we appreciate that.
Your Super Bowl appearance is our Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Love it.
All right, Morgan. I'm going to sign off real quick. And then we'll say our goodbyes off air.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be able to coordinate schedules and get on the slopes at some point when you're in town.
Sure, man.
It'd be great. Yeah.
Sports fans, that is Super Bowl champion Morgan Cox, frequent guest on the show. Thanks again, Morgan, for letting us pepper you with questions that we don't know the answer to, like what's it like playing in the Super Bowl, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Questions we may not ever know the answer to.
That's right.
I'm not going to rule the Super Bowl out of
my Can you come
life.
On the air 10 more times before the draft? Those sort of questions. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Sports fans, stay tuned. This is 89.1 KHOL.
Live to shoot another day.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and we have a jam-packed show. First off, we're Teton Sports Talk, and let me introduce the room. To my left is Graham Traynor. Across from me is Rainer Kenny and Eric Marco, respectively. Two Patriots fans hailing from the Northeast.
I would like to say that my first team is the Denver Broncos.
That's Eric Marco with the Denver Broncos.
I do have an affiliation with the Patriots, being my family, and where I come from, basically.
Okay, but the Broncos hold a deer's place.
That's right.
And Rainer, you're from Maine. Do they have cable in Maine? This whole thing where this picture gets produced on a little screen, and you kind of cheer for grown men in tights.
Yeah, the grown men in tights is a real popular thing in Maine. It's where it's at for sure. But yeah, the TV's slowly coming there. We'll watch the Super Bowl there next week. 1 week delay.
Oh, yes. Any Super Bowl plans? I'll bounce that off Rainer first.
Just drink beer and eat chicken wings and pass out at 6 in the afternoon.
Okay, so Thanksgiving, but a little delayed. Perfect.
I actually have to work all day, so I will not be watching.
Yeah, because you're involved. You can't have that iPhone out like a millennial and be like, yo.
I might stream it. I will stream it.
Maybe you can get the kids to rally around your cause.
That's right.
Could you actually pull that off of Van Vluck?
I think I could. And I think I will.
One, I remember, I don't know if Rainer, so just to introduce Rainer and Eric a little more.
Hey.
Trainer, one second, we'll get to you.
Okay.
We all coached kayak together, and one year during the World Cup, one of our kayak lessons was watching the United States play.
Women's or men's?
Men's, in a gas station parking lot.
Oh, I like that.
On a four-inch screen.
That's when the sausage is made with bonding and relationships.
Yes.
Just like earlier with Morgan.
Yeah.
That was our fourth interview, and I feel like I've never felt so comfortable around an NFL player in my life.
Because your sausage was definitely made.
Oh, it's very well-made sausage.
Yeah, and so, just saying, we'll get to Tom Brady in a second, but this first, the well-made sausage. I wanted to play a game with you three. Let's play with you three. It's called, did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Oh, this is exciting.
You guys ready for this? Massey's in his element right now. I like when he brings in his friends, because he gets this little twinkle in his eye. I see it right now.
Yeah.
Bad radio.
Bad radio.
But good twinkle.
There is a twinkle. It's not like the twinkle in your like crazy uncle's eye. It's a different twinkle.
No, that's too bad.
Definitely not. Are we doing Game of Thrones talk again?
No. I have some crazy uncles. They love dynamite. They were pretty liberal with it.
Hmm.
Actual dynamite. Seriously, I'm from Alabama. There's just dynamite around.
That's the only thing they're liberal with, is their dynamite.
Sure. All right. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
All right. So the XFL. You know what the XFL
Vince
is?
Vince McMahon.
It is back. It has made an announcement, and it is back. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I have heard about this, and I am excited.
Most exciting part, I can only understand that's going to be the cheerleaders that are basically strippers.
Yeah, I like basketball.
Yes.
I was thinking, though, they don't want any criminal records for any of their players, so Johnny Manziel can't play quarterback, and they can't watch him blow lines at halftime and then go back out and play. That's the XFL I want. I don't want this.
Hold on a second.
You didn't see that? You didn't hear about that?
No, I did not know this plot twist.
Massey,
I want that Miami Dolphins offensive line coach
to be
promoted
head
coach to offensive coordinator for Johnny Manziel, and to see where that takes us.
I think he should be head coach. I mean, could you imagine Manziel versus Kaepernick? Like, that'd be
this
awesome.
This is just, drooling over the XFL.
Yeah, like a St. Paddy's Day. Would be like a St. Paddy's Day matchup, like just in the middle of the week, XFL. They're doing too much. They're trying to make too much about being PC when like it's the XFL. Like what the hell's going on here? Like the old XFL, the XFL I knew as a boy,
mm-hmm.
he hate me and all that.
Yeah,
that was the good times. I feel like this one they're trying to go the other way. They're trying to say, oh, do you think there's too many concussions in the NFL? Oh, do you think too many of the players are in trouble with the law? We're gonna clean that up for you. And I'm like,
What does the X stand for in XFL?
Exactly.
Well, I do think the commissioner of the WWE is starting this thing up. So there's gonna be some crazy stuff go down.
Yeah, that's just the lip service that Vince McMahon is giving to the public.
So.
They're like,
so.
Hey, you should tune in. And on day one, everyone's like, you know, all the dads are like, oh, this is just trash. And the family filters out of the room and he's like glued to the television.
Yeah. The best thing to ever come out of ESPN would probably be the show Playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever see that?
No.
Ever hear about that?
No. I didn't even see Playmakers.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother was on it, Wild and Crazy Kids.
Okay.
Anybody watch that? No.
Yeah, Wild and Crazy Kids, the
perked up.
The competition where they're like...
The Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was on it, and he was the running back who is a crack addict, and he smoked crack at halftime, and he's like in the parking lot of the NFL stadium.
Went for 200 yards.
Yeah, so like
incredible.
That. That's the XFL I want.
That's the XFL.
I want Playmakers.
Smoking crack.
Yeah, smoking crack. Johnny Manziel, halftime, crack.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
is that okay?
I think that's fine.
Okay.
You got the X.
Or you can go play in Canada and nobody cares.
Yeah, no, I want it down here in the good old-fashioned United States of America. Second, this is kind of a conspiracy theory of mine that's been cooking for a while. You've heard that the Russian Olympians are barred from the Olympics, right? The Winter Olympics?
Oh, Alabama players should be barred from the NFL because of cheating. I get it. Yeah.
That and littering and the Paralympians are getting barred from the South Korean Winter Olympics because of blood doping.
Huh. Anybody can dope, man. Anybody.
Yeah, but shouldn't we want our, like,
Phelps was on dope, remember? That big old roar bong. He was swimming like a champ.
Yeah, like a fish.
Like a fish. Like a dolphin.
So this is where the conspiracy theory comes in, Rainer. Wait. Rainer, you coach at a Winter Olympic sport. Is it a Winter Olympic
sport? This is where it is. It is, yes. I can tell you all about the most obscure Winter Olympic sports.
Wait, so tell me about your sport before I get into this conspiracy theory of racing.
Yeah, Nordic skiing.
Nordic skiing.
Cross-country ski racing.
This is not the one where they shoot the guns, is it?
That is the biathlon.
Is that mixed in? That's mixed in.
They're similar.
Yeah.
Is that like a really like fancy version of being like the best poacher? I can get in and out and shoot wolves in the Russian outback. There's an outback in Russia. And get out.
Outback steakhouse.
That's how that sport was born, I think.
I think it was more born about skiing in the Russian outback and shooting Russians and then skiing away.
Oh.
They do a lot of that.
Not necessarily skiing, shooting animals, but shooting Russians.
Oh.
James Bond.
Or Germans.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like spy related.
Oh, yeah.
That's
absolutely
pretty cool.
Oh, that's okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. What's way better?
We're talking.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Looking at you, Daniel Craig.
That's how Nordic skiing was born. Who's the favorite over there in the...
Sean White.
Yeah.
Sean Putin.
Yeah.
Lindsey Vonn.
She is.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. That was my next one.
Oh, good.
Wait, who's the favorite? In all seriousness, Rainer, do we have a favorite over there?
Oh, yeah. We have American Nordic heartthrob Jesse Diggins coming off of a World Cup win this past weekend. Last race going into the Olympics. She's big-time favorite. The U.S. women are looking to take home a bunch of medals in the coming up here in South Korea. Really good chance for a couple golds from our women. Men, not so much. They're much less exciting. But our women are great.
Sounds like our soccer program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Situation.
Yeah, we let women play sports, so they're much better than the rest of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
God bless America.
God bless them.
So I have a theory. This was before North Korea was loud in the games, so let's take that into account. And that was a move by Kim Jong-un, but all of a sudden there's nukes next door and the Russians aren't showing up.
I mean, nobody knows what's going on.
Nobody.
In anything. Nobody knows anything.
Ever. So that brings us to our Boston fans. That brings us to our next point. Speaking of someone who does not know what's going on is a Mr. Kyrie Irving. Sick at basketball.
But unbelievable at basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball champion.
Life, on the other hand, he's a flat earther, which I don't even know.
He's never even seen the movie Gravity. I mean, come on, man.
I thought it was Interstellar that convinced you that Earth was flat, or you were marble behind somebody's bookshelf or something.
Or Apollo 13. Like, you've seen that little circle? Come on.
But what is the real conspiracy there?
Columbus.
Ooh.
Well,
that was the tip of the spear at one point.
Yeah. And that worked. I mean, Columbus landed in Boston and then told Kyrie Irving, that's what happened there.
Yeah, Columbus came over on the Mayflower. Told the Celtics what was up, and he was like, in fact, up and over in Europe.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Something like that. Is Columbus Gordon Hayward?
Ooh.
Reincarnated.
I just don't understand how you can have so much success and be a flat earther if there's not a part of that that's correct, you know? There's got to be some sort of secret.
So that maybe you pay to get, like in Scientology,
you know?
There's a certain level of science that you pay to receive.
What if?
All right,
we're all wrong,
and the world is flat.
And Tom Cruise is right.
This podcast will still broadcast. And I'm
Tom
not sure.
Cruise and Kyrie, 2020.
Oh, you're
vote that ticket. Yeah.
Wait. So what? Give me Kyrie's flat earther theory here. Is it like literally you'll fall off the edge, or is it like Catan where like everyone's on flat board?
Did he bring this up again? Or are we just talking about it in general?
Well, we're going to talk about it in general.
No, I don't know if he like got another microphone in his face like for All-Star Weekend coming up, and they were like, hey, Kyrie, that flat earth thing, you might be the MVP of the league this year. He might be.
He might be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll give him some credit.
It's kind of a revolve. It's a theory that's ever growing, in my opinion.
I like to think it's a portal of some sort.
Okay.
Maybe. You know,
the edge of the earth?
Edge of the earth, maybe a portal to the other side of the earth, perhaps.
Time's a flat circle. You guys are True Detective fans in here.
No. I was referring. Anyway.
I just thought that comment was funny.
It's funny on its own.
Yeah.
So I didn't even really. I didn't really plagiarize off Rusk from McConaughey's character on True Detective because it was funny on its own.
Yeah.
That's all I like to hear.
You were funny.
Just on my own.
Just on your own. Just wow. All by yourself.
Wow.
You did it, dude.
Thanks, man.
Okay. Another. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Oh, no. That's all I have.
The two trades? What about the two trades?
Alex Smith from the Chiefs is going to the Redskins. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
If I could just put like the clown laugh into the microphone right now, I would just end on that. Drop the mic. That's absurd. Redskins.
What are the Chiefs getting there?
The Chiefs made out like bandits. They came away with pick a young cornerback. They don't have to pay Alex Smith whatever the Redskins already signed him to for like
90
a 4-year
something
contract.
Million
disgusting.
Dollars.
Disgusting. And the Chiefs get to see what sick for him. Yeah, it's great. Pat Mahomes has in him because you know they want a playmaker. Like the Chiefs are at like they've hit like with Alex Smith, they've like
peaked.
Stalemate. They can't do anything
more. A little bit.
They can't convert third downs. He can't pass more than, 20 yards at a time.
Dude, he has the most like long pass plays in the NFL right now.
Says who?
Statistics.
What about Tom Brady?
We'll get to Tom Brady in a second. Like, I know they're looking at me.
Your friends.
All right, so.
Kirk Cousins is going to walk. I'm thinking, I don't know where he should go. I kind of want him to go to the Dolphins. In the Jay Cutler experiment, bring in Kirk Cousins, good receivers.
That Jay Cutler experiment's done when whatever his face gets back on the field. No,
I think they should trade Tannehill.
I don't even
back
know if Tannehill's
A&M,
done.
Back to Texas A&M. I mean, I don't know. I've
not seen that guy play a snap. He's been in the league for 5 years.
So Kirk Cousins says Browns maybe, Jets maybe, but I just feel like he needs to go somewhere. Maybe I think the Cardinals would be good for him. I don't know. Kirk Cousins is going to walk. The Redskins got Alex Smith, LOL. That's a terrible trade. And Blake Griffin was the other trade. Clippers to the Pistons.
For a
NBA
bunch.
Related.
I mean, basically, it doesn't matter unless you have one of the four quarterbacks in the league that's going to take you to the Super Bowl.
That's another great point.
Tony Romo.
So who cares? What are we even talking
Tony
about?
Tony Romo, Tom Brady.
You take Tony Romo Tony out of Romo. Retirement, he's going to be better than Alex Smith.
Dak Prescott, Tony Romo.
Here's a stat you don't know about
three.
Alex Smith.
There's three. Yeah.
Alex Smith is the top three winningest quarterback since he got to like the last 4 years.
Yeah, maybe in the regular season.
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
Well.
Jinx.
We have...
Nasty loves Alex Smith.
I love Alex Smith. He's
wearing a Redskins jersey.
I think he just gets his due. Like, he just went through so much BS in San Francisco.
How'd you get that jersey already?
It's
ridiculous.
It's custom.
It is Washington, D.C. Redskins color. So, yeah.
Every time
Alex Smith jersey.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Did you see this?
Blake Griffin to the Pistons. Are the Celtics scared?
Ooh.
Oh. Wow. That's a big one.
He's kind of mean. Blake Griffin's a mean basketball player, and I like that. He just dunks it as hard as he wants to.
Mean or always injured in the playoffs? Same thing.
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right. New, did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Sorry.
We were speaking about Chiefs and Redskins, and I remember this other one. The Indians, the Cleveland Indians, are removing Chief Wahoo from their logo because they think it's insensitive and racist. So they're going to go ahead and give it a victory lap. Let it fade to black in 2019. So we're just going to get another year of racism before.
One more year to be racist.
Yeah, one more year, America,
really
and
excited.
Then we're getting rid of it.
You can't just go cold turkey on racism. You got to wean it off a little bit.
Yeah, like, have you looked at the face of Chief Wahoo?
I'm not touching.
That is offensive.
I'm not touching this topic with a 20-foot totem pole.
Ooh.
No, you like that?
A little twist on the end there.
I told you this was coming. I mean, Redskins, RIP, 2024.
Do you think so?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's
Braves,
funny. It's like
Braves
when they get
might,
good.
The Braves might last longer. Seminoles, I don't know. It's just
you just have to be
it's
good.
All,
again.
It's all coming. It's all
in
coming.
This day, after 2017, once you become good and you're somehow, well, let's just say you have an offensive logo like the Redskins
or the Crimson Tide, yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, the Cleveland Indians. They almost made the World Series. Man, is that logo racist? They're like, oh yeah, how racist is that logo? Like, it comes to the media attention again.
Oh,
so
yeah,
Redskins
sure.
have a while. That's my argument.
So
maybe not with Alex Smith.
Cleveland Indians, Chief of Wahoo 2019, right?
Mm-hmm.
Redskins 2024. They'll become the Warriors, which will be hilarious in its own right.
Braves
2028.
2015.
The Seminoles, maybe next year. Maybe that's why Jimbo Fisher left.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, controversy.
So let's get to the game. Let's get to Tom Brady.
Mm. Speaking of heartthrobs.
So Tom Brady, how much Cobra blood is Tom Brady drinking this week? I'm going to say a shot a day. Shot of Cobra blood a day.
Where is he getting this Cobra blood?
It just shows up the FedEx man shows up on his front door with Cobra blood.
In Bangkok, the snake farm.
Mm-hmm.
Gets it imported.
Yeah.
Child. Yeah, he actually runs his spin zones. Tom Brady runs everything that TB12 says. Thus, he runs a snake farm in some third world country, sweatshop, child labor. Tom Brady's the villain.
I don't think we can say sweatshop on the air, man.
Oh, can you not say that anymore?
Oh.
It's 2018.
2018.
Dang it. They've taken so much from me so fast.
But the, t-shirt jerseys that fans wear may be from whatever Massey said earlier.
No. I'm talking about his Cobra blood that he imports.
Oh, yes. It definitely comes from a snake farm in Thailand.
Okay. All right. We're on the same page.
Or South America.
I'll tell you what, though. The guy's life is a science.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty down to whatever you can think of, he has nailed it. He's perfect.
Do you have a little like regiment there, like your little blip? Like, give us the idea of what Tom Brady's doing besides chugging water.
I mean, the guy drinks a lot of water.
A whole lot of water, first and foremost.
He sleeps in this recharging pajamas.
Oh yes,
which is unbelievable.
Do you plug those pajama ends, or do they just have that kind of a good juju about them?
He's got good juju.
Oh, it's the
that's
juju
for sure. It's basically anything you can think of. The deep bone massage, plyometrics are his big thing right now, elongating your muscles, basically to make them softer when things get impacted.
Yes, I have heard about this. He can.
Is Giselle involved in any of this?
Hopefully the long muscle part.
Does she fit into the pajamas, and does she get to be involved in the deboning process?
Or the long muscle.
His
body trainer is doing all the muscle rubbing.
Alex Guerrero?
Alex Guerrero, yeah.
Tom Brady's body is a wonderland, John Mayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen Tom vs. Time Facebook watch?
No.
Massey has. He reads it weekly.
I mean, it is great. You should watch it.
Because the Patriots, New England Patriots, are Alabama of the North and vice versa. So Massey's a big Pats fan.
No.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's a fair comparison.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
It's a good comparison. That doesn't make me a Patriots fan. I understand their system. Cold-hearted.
Well, and you don't need to be
focused on winning.
You don't need to be a Patriots fan to be a Tom Brady fan. I mean, he is the greatest of all time. We're witnessing greatness in him and Bill Belichick. So it's tough to deny that.
Okay, so after the muscle elongation, what else happens? Oh, I thought you had it pulled up right
there. I got nothing pulled up. But he's
scrolling through Instagram over there.
We already went through Eric's three bullet points for the evening.
No, it's fine. That's my wife. My wife just watches Tom Brady press conferences just to check him out.
Dude, that chin could sell more Batman movies than Ben Affleck's stupid chin.
That's true.
That's a great
bad
chin.
Movies, by the way. But yeah,
you watched them in theaters, didn't you?
I did not.
Oh.
I refused to. I watched the Schumacher Batmans, but I'm not gonna watch those. Those look terrible.
What?
What?
You don't think he could beat Superman?
I hate
the
Superman.
The rich strong guy couldn't beat Superman.
Super Bowl predictions.
Let's talk about Super Bowl predictions.
I'm a little nervous. The only reason I'm nervous, and I mentioned this with a Super Bowl champion Morgan Cox on the air.
Mm-hmm. Name drop.
Thank you. And being Patriots, Alabama of the North, the New England Patriots. What if the Cardale Jones theory happens? Nick Foles being, pretty much almost back. He was almost an XFL quarterback, and he pulls off the biggest upset in Super Bowl, probably in Super Bowl history. If that happens,
Philly would burn to the ground first and foremost if that happened. So
I don't want it to happen. Yes. I want Philly to have nothing. So
there's no way. But it's just improbable. I would almost say impossible.
I would burn to the ground like deal with impossible. The devil is what you're saying.
No, no, no. I may change my mind here. I may change my mind and not root for any team in particular, but if Philly burns to the ground, me. All right.
Jeez, Massey.
All right.
It's like children involved there.
Yeah, just
it like would be it would be entertaining. There's children.
Think about the kids.
But I was saying, yeah, are you talking about burn to the ground riot wise or they made a deal with the devil? To win the Super Bowl. Okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I guess same thing.
Have you seen the Chris Long dog face mask that they're rocking?
Oh, underdog?
The underdog mm-hmm. face mask?
I mean, yeah, I root for Chris Long, but that's about it.
But it's like turned into the Purge. Like, I saw some like 30-second Instagram something where people were walking around like eagles and dogs masks and people were hanging out of sunroofs and on telephone poles and stuff.
They're driving dune buggies upstairs.
They're
climbing telephone poles. It's
like the Purge movies where you can murder for one day?
Yeah.
People were being murdered with the mask on?
Well, I wouldn't say murdered.
Is this a true crime podcast I can look forward to?
No, we're not murdering anybody.
No.
You made that clear with the
boring.
All right, I'm going to say the Patriots are going to win by a hey, what are you doing after this text midway through the fourth quarter by a comfortable 14-point lead.
Yeah,
maybe 17.
But they've never the Patriots are 5-2 in Super Bowls. They're 1-2 against the NFC East, by the way.
Fact.
But they never won a game going away. Like they never won a game by more than 4 points, 5. A Super Bowl.
Well, what about the muscle elongation?
This one, I feel like they're playing the worst quarterback, even though Jake DeLone was awful when they played him back against the Panthers. Yeah, I'm gonna take 17. I'm gonna take it down to 10. They're gonna lose. The Patriots are gonna win. Let's just say 31-21. Go with that.
All right, 31-21. What about you two over here?
Fanboys, what do you think?
Well, I would just like to note when Bill Belichick was asked what the difference of this Super Bowl was, he just said it was in Minnesota.
Oh,
that's literally all he answered.
Hey, we're on in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's just in Minnesota.
Mod America, Minnesota Twins.
Not much of a difference.
They got great orange chicken at the PF Chang's here. It's awesome.
Pats 24-17.
Oh, closer. Touchdown. Game.
Eagles are hot right now, and the fans are crazy. That energy is going to be brought.
Yeah. Well, and they're also going to like keep antagonizing the Minnesota fans to completely ostracize themselves, have a little team thing.
That is true. They do have a lot of blood. They have a lot of blood.
There's
being
blood
boiled
in the water.
Because that's interesting.
That's chum in the water, and they're going to feed on that.
Yeah. I wonder if this ever happened. The possible host of the Super Bowl, like the Vikings almost got the host of the Super Bowl, they go – The fans of that team have to welcome in the fan base of the team that just beat them.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. I didn't even think about that.
There's blood in the water.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood in the water.
Rainer, your score prediction.
You know, I think after the last performance with that just fantastic fourth quarter comeback, I think we've got another one. He's a showman. He likes to put in a performance that's memorable. So I'm going to go with 24-21 Patriots.
Ooh,
game-winning fourth
close.
Quarter drive.
Yeah, there's
just,
so many.
Wow. Just brilliant everything. It's going to be amazing. Sticking around to the end.
Does
no,
he retire
no
on stage?
No mid-fourth quarter text to the girl, Massey. You're going to be glued to the TV watching greatness happen.
Yeah, Massey.
What?
I don't think anything could be greater than what happened last year.
Yeah, is there such
Super
thing?
Bowl history.
That comeback won't happen again for a while. But, yeah, LeGarrette Blount, Chris Long, revenge game.
Okay.
BT Dubs.
All right. I want Chris Long to sack Tom
so
Brady at Baker's
It could be
dozen
close.
Times.
It could be close. I don't, yeah.
I want Chris Long to pick six Tom Brady with one hand on Tom's chest while he's pushing him to the ground and just catch the ball and laugh his way to the end zone.
That's
a pretty specific
that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's pretty. The ball is also on fire. And then he kicks it and explodes into fireworks and they win the game.
Okay. I think Julian Edelman should get on the field too.
Yeah. Well, he's
that'd be interesting.
He's one got one leg. He doesn't even have a third leg.
You're living in a fantasy world
right now. I'd say
Chocula. You brought that stuff up. Fantasy world, the dragon comes in.
Here's the question, though.
Yeah.
If Tom Brady does win this Super Bowl, does that make him the greatest team athlete of all time?
Besides Secretariat.
Yeah. Greatest game manager of all time, Tom Brady.
Okay.
No, he's the greatest.
Still going to go with Muhammad Ali.
Team athlete.
Team athlete.
No, but corner. He has corner people. The corner people. that like help?
Oh, come on. I mean, he's that's an individual.
Yeah.
That's an individual
tennis effort player. It's not Roger Federer.
So he's got six, just like Jordan. This is tough.
I mean, this is talking USA. I mean, most of the world.
How many does Wayne Gretzky have? How many titles? Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, how many did he have? Massey, why do you bring up these hockey stats? I have to fill.
I'm just thinking of great.
I mean,
athletes.
Is hockey even in the question of greatest?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think Wayne Gretzky had. Oh, Jagr, by the way, is finally getting kicked to the curb, but he had a great career. Wayne Gretzky. I don't know. I don't think he has six. So. No, I think Jordan has the most titles.
I think it would be Jordan and Tom, and
yeah,
Tom
Jordan and Tom
with the edge.
JT,
Tom
JT.
With the edge.
Speaking of JT, Jordan, Tom, JT, Super Bowl matchup, Super Bowl halftime
Timberlake.
Show. Will there be nipple?
I'm gonna guess yes.
I hope so.
One for
and
one.
I hope it's his or Tom's. What if he ripped off Tom's jersey and exposed Tom's nipples?
Spin zone. Tom Brady is the halftime before. All right, we got it. We've run a little long. Let us sign off here. Sports fans, this is Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL. Thank you to Rainer Kinney and Eric Marco for blessing us, for caressing us.
It was good.
For coming in and talking to us about Patriots football.
I was happy. As long as it wasn't two Eagles fans, I was happy. Because I don't want them to have anything, like I said earlier.
You'll get nothing.
I'm happy with the Patriots having a sixth Super Bowl.
Versus Philly having anything?
Anything.
Yeah, crumb.
One Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl.
We'll take a
little
crumb.
I don't care about the process. I mean, the Sixers and the Phillies, that's all cute. But, I mean, the Eagles, still. I want to keep them skunked.
Right.
It's healthy.
Also, sign your kids up for the Jacksonville Kayak Club.
Oh, we should plug that. Jacksonville Kayak Club. We kayak.
And membership drive.
Membership drive.
Starts next week.
Rainer Kinney actually is a molder of young men and women into maturer young men and women. Is that a good way to put it? Takes children.
I don't know if he does that, Massey, but he's a damn good kayak coach.
Okay. Well, I was going to appeal to the parents. No, if you want your kid to rip a kayak, and just go see Rainer and Kenny and Eric Marco down there at Rendezvous River Sports, Jacksonville Kayak Club. Sign them up.
Yeah.
All right, sports fans, that is all we have for you today. Until next week, 89.1 KHOL.